all things, all life, all love. We all come together in the form of energy, though we may exist on different vibrations. Our sound is one, our unity is one, and our light is one. Keep shining, magnetic, one.
Edition. If you were listening on Monday, then you know we got disconnected. I don't know. I guess the mood was just so right, so mellow, and so chill. That cold chill, that fire chill, cold flame. What they call it? Blue flame. That blue flame. That we kind of got disconnected. But no worries. Sister Astoria was cool. She said it's not a problem. She was available tonight to talk. So thankfully, we were able to bring you part two to part one. But make sure you tune in to part one. We talked about August 20th, about the just a second, y'all. Let me, just a second. 516-595-8108. That's the call-in number, 516-595-8, Did I say that right? 8018 8108. Yeah. 516-595-8108. That's the number. Call in. Press 1 if you want to speak to me or if you want to speak to the sis about Saturday's Black Expo. But, yeah, on Monday's night show, though, I was just elaborating on August 20th, our back-to-school drive, and the imperative that we support our schools. And even if it's a public school, I'm not going to get on the pulpit. I'm not going to get on my soapbox. But I will say that even the public schools, even the schools that we pay our taxes and support, those schools, although we might not control the curriculum to the large part, and we might not control some of the policies to a large degree, we do control much in those schools, and that control is determined by our participation. So PTA meetings, parent-teacher meetings, supporting the fundraisers, showing up for the field trip, sending extra treats when you can, you know, making sure the teacher has everything that she needs, that she's supported, if she needs help with anything, making suggestions, you know, when that opportunity is available. Things like that are extremely important. And then making sure you support the after-school initiatives. So if there's, you know, enrichment programs, if there's Little League, if there's mentors in the area, and if not, then you be that mentor. You be that Little League. You be that one who, you know, invites the neighborhood kids over. Even if it's just once a week or once every 2 weeks, invite them over and just show them a special kind of love. You know, give them a safe place to play and explore, take them for a walk, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's community is the word of the day. And so even though my whole thing right now is throwing babies out with bath waters, and it's very interesting where that concept comes from, which I'm not going to go into, but that actually has a literal meaning. But the figurative meaning is that, of course, things are not the way we would like them to be as far as having our own. For some of us, because for some of us, things are the way we want them to be. Some of us do have our children in the type of school that we want them in. Some of us do, you know, live and function in communities for the most part the way that we so choose, okay? But for those of us who are still accomplishing these things, who are still working towards creating that type of life, this is a suggestion for you. You know, get involved. Like, I'm going to be honest, me, myself, personally, the way that I work, the way my work schedule is set up, I can't really interact with the school as much as I would like to. In my mind, I thought I was going to be able to do it one way. However, I find that, that's just not my reality. But one thing I do, I make sure that the teacher has what she needs. So I'm making sure that, you know, I can't show up and be there, give my time the way I want to, but I can make sure that the teacher has the supplies that she needs, that she does have the treats that she needs, that I do support the PTA. And then, you know, I beg my mama. I'll be like, look, you know, mama, you got a couple extra hours and you got some time where you can see someone, you know, involved in the school, and she can understand that it's important. And then when they have, you know, meetings after work, when they have their PTA meetings, when they have their parent nights, I make sure I show up to those. When they have their school book drives, I'm there for that. I participate as I can. And that's my little way of making sure that the teacher is very well aware that I am involved in my daughter's school, as well as letting the principal, the counselors, everyone who touches my daughter, everyone who smiles at my daughter as she walks through the hallway knows my face and they know her grandmother's face. And that's extremely important because that shows that you're concerned and you care. And it helps. It helps when they're deciding, you know, basically who to show favor to. Like, just in all honesty, I mean, I even, one of the parent nights, I volunteered to teach Zumba. So I volunteered to do Zumba for the parent night. And, you know, they gave me a little special treat just for it. But my daughter, the satisfaction she got seeing her mommy, you know, doing Zumba and all the kids dancing and some of the parents dancing was really, really cool. So, anywho, all that to say, August 20th, We are going to show the children in Fort Worth, Houston, Texas, that we are concerned about them as well as their that they have the things that they need to be successful in school. So we will be coming together to have a school supply drive. We will be at the Fort Worth Health and Education Center, and it's across the street from the Yates Museum. And so go to my Instagram at circlesisters13.com, and you can get the address there. You can go to my Facebook page. I will make sure to post it. I'll probably start posting it, if not every day, every other day, since we're getting closer to it. And you can get the address there. And then on Monday, I will definitely have the address for you. Just because Blog Talk Radio kind of did me dirty on Monday, I'm not going to pull up too much on my computer because I don't want it to hang up. But yeah, and go to the website www.circlesisters13.com. Go to the blog. It's the second tab. It's the blog, and then if you just scroll down, you'll see the flyer. And so we already have backpacks. We really just need the items to continue filling the backpacks. So there's paper, markers, crayons, colors, folders, tape, glue, erasers, just anything. Like I say, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, go to Target. Everybody's having their back-to-school sales right now. And just, you know, get one of each. If you can do it, just get one of each. Bring your receipt, and we will give you a 501c3 ID number that you can use to write it off on your taxes. So that's the added bonus. You can write it off, and you know what I'm saying, and you can see your money at the end of the year. So August 20th, 713-338-9343. If you need any more information, 713-338-9343. Not only are we going to send supplies, we will also have a DJ. We're going to be giving haircuts. There's also going to be, you know, the little jumpy thing for the kids to jump. They'll have food. So it's going to be, you know, a kind of festive. And then if you live in Fourth Ward or you have family in Fourth Ward, we're also going to be registering children for the enrichment program at the community center. So it's a good look. It's a good day. There's another school supply drive going on in Fourth Ward that same day. That's our sister organization. So we're going to go show them love. They're going to come show us love, and it's all good in the hood, right? 713-338-9343. I believe that is all. I see Sis on the phone. So I want to play this song because when I heard it, I thought it was just perfect. So I'm going to play this song, and on the other side of the song, we will bring Sister Astoria of the Texas Black Women's Expo, coordinator of the Little Miss Happy Head pageant. Let me scroll down. Do-do-do-do. Where are you? So this is Sarak. There we go. All right.
My mommy told me that I was a shining star, a bright light, sort of a beacon amidst the dark. She stood me in front of mirrors and made me look at myself, not at what they said I was, but what I truly are. I couldn't see the beauty, I just saw a jagged scar, a high yellow short nappy headed flower wall. I meant to say wallflower, parting the slip of the tongue, bearing your soul has never been the gift of the young. So I remained alien, never inside the margins, navigating treacherous roads without a compass. Hard for ghetto children to survive the world conscious, they fairy tales filled with poisonous apples and monsters. We shrank so we wouldn't be the next set of targets, and that's how a diamond doll's after starting flawless. Absolutely flawless.
Being dark, that don't be in blue, solid armor. Vocal street sweeper, bust shot through the speaker.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up.
Being dark, that don't be in blue, solid armor. Vocal street sweeper, bust shot through the speaker.
Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up.
As innocence fades, we bitterly age our days of youth. The sentimentally praise that soothes our memories of abuse. We came through the barrage, our skin's a little harder. Our pride was wounded, our hearts totally guarded. My Generation X became the living martyrs, dodging bullets and police department sergeants. The same time we claiming our sovereignty from the fraudulent. Do we get rich with blindfolds or see us clearly starving? Sometimes our souls get lost up in the bargain. Can't you see the problem? But every soldier that's still fighting for freedom inspires yet another child to keep believing that heroes exist with black skin and full lips, and dreams can be reality if we can just persist. The wall thinks the strong can prevail if we learn as we grow to just resist this.
Vocal street sweeper, buckshot through the speaker. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Fierce dark shadow, fierce groove, solid armor. Vocal street sweeper, buckshot through the speaker. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up.
The road's clearer now, the way is nearer now. I see the beauty looking back inside the mirror now. Her light shines without shame in a nap strong. Her small frame a powerhouse, born a warrior. We black diamonds, never stop shining. Just so used to suffering, we stopped even trying. As cycles shifting, dark clouds are lifting. We ride through the storm, shields up, no slipping. We are wiser now, stakes are higher now. Knowledge leads to wisdom, understanding life's a cipher down. Then we free our culture, refine our power base, level the play and feel, peep the God inside our face. Destroy our weakness, build a nation from a higher place. Born again as shining stars, beaming from a lighter space. And that's sight.
Fierce dark shadow, pierce through solid armor. Vocal street sweeper, buckshot through the speaker. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Fierce dark shadow, pierce through solid armor. Vocal street sweeper, buckshot through the speaker. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will snipe me up.
Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair?
All right. Hello. Sister Stubbs, are you on the line?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Glad that everything worked out this time.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been a trooper. I appreciate it.
No problem. You know, we got to help our sisters out. You know, we have to help each other out.
Definitely. Right. So yeah, what's going on, sis? What you working on over there?
Well, of course, you know, we got the Little Miss Happy Head pageant happening on Saturday, August the 12th at NRG Center. It's definitely a part of the Texas Black Women's Expo, and you know, I'm excited but tired at the same time. You know, last minute details, working with 17 girls and their moms is a lot, but I'm glad that they're excited. So. Yeah, let's see. So, I mean, of course, the pageant is going to be like any other pageant, but the one thing that stands out for us is making sure that we bring the business element to it, because it is a part of the Texas Black Women's Expo, so it is a, you know, you want to bring that business factor to it. So we'll be doing like a mini Shark Tank, so we have a few girls that are actually going to be presenting their businesses, so I'm excited to see that. They have 2 minutes. It'll be like a Shark Tank kind of situation for them to present. So that will be pretty cool. I mean, I heard you talking about your back to school event. I'm like, oh, girl, I got one too. Look at you. You have a fourth word. I'm helping out Acres Home. I'm from the 4-4.
Yes. When is it? What day is it?
It's actually going to be August the 27th, and it's at the Boys and Girls Club in Garden City, right there off of West Montgomery and Gulf Bank, so in the heart of Acres Home area.
We'll
be giving away.
Monday. It's good that, because I noticed it's a lot more this year than it was last year, but that's a good thing, though. It's good that, you know, more people are interested in helping, you know, helping out families, because between school supplies and uniforms, it could easily be 200, 250, if not more, one time at the beginning of the school year. That's a strain on a lot of families. And so just helping out and taking that strain off means all the difference.
Especially if you have more than one kid. You know, think about these moms that have 2 and 3 and 4, you know, spending that much amount of money, and we think that it makes it easier with uniforms, but really it doesn't because, you know, although they're wearing the same thing, you have to buy the certain uniform. They have to have this. They need a clear backpack, a mesh backpack, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids want to be included in things, you know, first day of school.
Right.
They want to feel, you know, special. You know what I'm saying? Just as I got a uniform, don't mean I can have a, you know, a fly haircut, some good kicks. You know, I want to have a cool backpack too. So, yeah,
yep.
I love that you're giving back. And I've been doing my back to school event. This will be my 6th year doing it. I'm excited that there are many, many communities doing different things all over the city of Houston.
That's what's up. Well, let's go back, because I do want to talk about your service projects, because I can tell that you are service-oriented, so we're going to talk about that. But let's talk about Little Miss Happy Head. So, where to start? Okay. Let's talk. So, what is the competition? What exactly is Little Miss Happy Head?
Okay, so we basically took the word nappy and turned it into happy. You know, as kids, when we're growing up, we not so much now, but sometimes we are teased for our hair and, you know, the different textures that we have. It's not as acceptable in society for us to be natural. So what we want to do is make sure that girls are embracing the fact that they can be natural. You know, embrace your curls. Love your curls. Love yourself. It's a confidence builder. So we're Little Miss Happy Head because we're building confidence. And some of the competition is just like a normal pageant. You know, they'll have their casual wear. They'll have their talent or their business. Then they'll do, you know, evening wear. They'll tell us, you know, what they want to be when they grow up, that kind of thing. But it's really how much they strut the runway, how they show their personality, how many, you know, looks and claps and stuff they get for being really confident about themselves.
Okay. So that's the secret. Confidence is the secret. That's how you win. That's one of the ways you win. You have to be confident when you strut the runway. The runway.
Exactly. It's not about being pretty. It's not about being, you know, the prettiest girl there. I have the most expensive clothes. Or the prettiest. I spent the most this. It's really about that confidence. That's what the judge is going to be looking for. How confident is your baby?
Okay. And so let's talk about the judges. Is it audience? Who's going to judge?
So we have some amazing judges this year. I'm so excited. We actually have Day Edwards, who is the founder of the Miss Black and Natural pageant. Awesome, wonderful sister. We also have Miss Tequila Lewis, who is actually the Miss Black and Natural 2016, but she also is a talk show host on Blackout Radio for Afro Vibes. Then we have Miss Shelby Patrice, who is actually Miss Texas U.S. International 2016.
Nice.
And last but finally, my wonderful, wonderful new cousin-to-be, sister-in-law, whatever you want to call her. Her name is Kendra Tucker. She is actually the first Miss Holmes County Junior College in Mississippi. She made top 10 there. And that has never happened before in the history of that school where a black girl became a pageant queen.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about that. You know, we're breaking boundaries and moving some things.
Wow, that is awesome. In 2017, she is the first. Come on, Mississippi.
Well, not
Come on,
it was 2 years ago. So still, well, 3 years ago now. But yeah, really close.
Oh, wow. Well, those sound like some really good judges. Oh, my goodness. So are the girls, are they excited? Are they nervous? Like, how 17, I can't imagine. Are they bouncing up and down?
Of course. When you have ages 2 to 14 all together in a room, they're all bouncing off the walls. The older girls are more into the pageant world, so they're trying to be cute and prissy and pretty and, you know, keeping their shoulders and doing all these beautiful walks. But those little ones, baby, honey, they keep you busy. They run around. They want to be pretty, but they also don't want to sit still. And, you know, they can't pay attention for more than 2 minutes. So it's really interesting.
That's funny. And what about the moms? I used to watch, I don't even remember what it was called, but the little pageant.
College
the little Texas Lifetime and stuff. Yeah, how are the mothers? Are they divas too, or are the mothers pretty good?
You know what? I won't talk about no mamas. All I'm going to say is some are wonderful and some I'm like, please don't call me anymore. but But, you know, you get a little bit of everything. I mean, pageantry really in Houston especially, but, you know, Texas nationwide, is really big. And moms get really serious about it because it opens up major opportunities. You know, like some girls go on to be models in print ad or for, you know, runway shows. Some of them go on to have talk shows and all kind of stuff. So it's really serious. Hmm.
Okay, so I have a daughter. I was 6 year old. I wasn't a pageant. I was in dance, but I wasn't in pageants. But she definitely got the makings of a pageant girl. What is the process? Like, if I wanted her to be a Little Miss Happy Head, how do I do that? And then what is the process once I show up to the first meeting? Then what happens?
Okay, so this is how it works. You'll register your daughter. For this one, it's going to be too late, but when we start next year, you'll register your daughter, and then they will go through an orientation process, and we will let the parents know exactly what the standards are from top to bottom, what is to be expected, what's to wear, everything. So you'll get everything at the beginning. Then what we're implementing also is we're teaching them about business. So they'll go through 3 different courses. They'll go through a course that talks just about business, kind of through Shark Tank, so that they understand what's happening. They'll go through a mentorship with Living Queenish or with Teen Light, where they will learn about self-confidence, doing I ams and affirmations. And then they'll also go through my class, which is called The Natural You, and we'll learn about our natural hair so that we're able to truly embrace it. And by bringing all those elements together, it prepares you to be ready to have confidence to be on the stage, present a business if that's what you want to do, and then just show your personality while you love being yourself.
Wow. That's awesome. That is really awesome. No, but that's good. I mean, it's kind of like when I'm listening to it, it sounds like a form of a rites of passage for girls, especially if the oldest is 14. That's that age. It's that age where, you know, girls get kind of crazy, hormones kicking in, and all this extra stuff.
Yeah.
So for them to have these series of classes, and then for them to do the walk, and for them to have the mentorship, that's really, 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 really good. That's what they need at that age. That's excellent. So is that something? Is this your brainchild, or did you model this after something else, or is this just the typical pageant? This is pageant life. This is what happens at a typical pageant.
Actually, the pageant has been in existence for a while. It is a part. It's normally a part of the Zuri Hair Festival, which is put on by our wonderful founder and creator, Miss Leola Annapoel Shea, who actually created the Texas Black Women's Expo this year. And basically, she gave it over to me. She said, look, it's your new project. You do it. She's a mentor of mine, and she has, you know, kind of shaped and molded me. And so we just added it to my brand. It's still a part of the Zuri brand. It's still a part of the Texas Black Women's Expo. But now it's a part of, you know, my brand, I Am Queen. So we just kind of brought it all together.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, good. So, okay. And that leads perfect segue to talking about you, Miss Astoria. So why did she give this to you? Who are you?
Who am I? Okay. I like to think of myself as a jack of all trades, you know? I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. I'm a hairstylist by trade. I've been a hairstylist for over 12 years. I'm an educator. I actually teach hair education. That's what my company does. I'm a brand ambassador for a lot of different beauty brands, a haircut brand, Nazuri, of course. And then I also am really good at business. My dad owned a business, over 15 years. I was raised around business from a kid up. So I've tried my hand at many different things. I thought I wanted to, you know, work in corporate America, blah, blah, blah. Ha, yeah, whatever. And realized that my true passion was giving back. Actually, giving unto others was been breathing to me. I'm good at educating. I'm good at motivating people. And so I just took all of my skill sets and put them into one. So I kind of morph and mold to fit into whatever I need to be at that moment. I've hosted things. You know, I've put events together. You know, everything. And Miss Leola saw that passion in me. She saw that I was a mini me of her, and she says that all the time. She's like, "You're like my little mini me." So, she noticed what I was doing and said, "Girl, come on, let's build together. Let me show you what I know," because she's been doing exhibits for over 10 years at NRG Center, which is a major, major venue for an expo.
Yeah, it really
is.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm trying to think of my next question.
Well, I can tell you about my business, if that helps.
Sorry?
I said I can tell you about my company, if that helps.
Yes, there you go. Please, tell me about your company. I am Queen?
Yes, I am Queen. So, okay. It's funny. So, my mother's name is Queen, and that's where we got the name from. Because I'm born of a queen, so I am queen, and everyone wants to be a queen. So we just basically named the company that, you know, I mean, I wanted to be named something with a queen, but I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm like, I'll name it after my mom. So it's I Am Queen, and I am royal hair and beauty tips for the queen in you. So basically, I'm going to teach you about how to take care of your hair. That goes from natural to relaxed to extensions.
Okay.
Anything in the realm of hair, so I call myself the hair education. I think of myself as like the Procter & Gamble of this hair industry. There's many entities underneath me. And so with that, you know, we also sell textured hair extensions that mimic our natural hair, because even though I'm natural girl, I love to wear weave, and sometimes I want to switch it up.
I'm a braid in my twist.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm teaching people that, you know, it's okay to wear weave, it's okay to wear braids, because really you're using that as a true protective style. Like, if you're going to use it as a protective style to grow your hair out. That's what it's for, you know?
Yeah. And we're women, we can do that. We can change it up for every day of the week if that's how we so choose. I'm not mad at the weave, but I do agree that I think that we need to be taking care of our natural hair. And a lot of sisters, unfortunately, they don't get that education. I know a dear friend, a friend of mine's sister does hair as well. And so she started to notice, like, you know, the new thing is that unfortunately, a lot of our sisters are losing their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is because they haven't been educated on the proper way to wear and care for extensions, for weave. And part of it was, she was saying that they're either keeping it in too long or, you know, just various things or what have you. And, I didn't realize that it was such a major a problem until that whole hashtag, what is it, what frontal or what have you? And then that's what triggered me to kind of start looking at it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is serious, though. People, we're not talking about this right now, but we have like 17, 18, 19-year-old young women who are dealing with hair loss. And that's, I mean, hair, whatever, you know, shave it off. That's neither here nor there. I'm thinking more so of the self-esteem and the body image impact that has to have on them.
Most definitely. I mean, when you think about it, society has changed. You know, like, it is a wonderful natural hair movement going on, but there is also a weave movement going on at the same time, where we want to make sure that this looks this way and this looks a certain way. And what we fail to realize with our kids is that we're teaching them that it's okay not to have hair underneath anyway. Like, we just going to put weave on it. Like, whatever. And so I really try to educate people, you know, like, you can still wear your natural hair. You know, you take it in and out, you know, and if you're relaxed, that's cool. But know the chemicals that you're putting on your scalp. Know that you're burning the top layer of your scalp off when you're doing that. Know that when you're putting that lace on, your scalp isn't able to breathe like it's supposed to. And you can't get the nutrients that you need, you know. So just, I'm all about education. I want you to know what's happening with your hair. If whatever you choose to do after that, it's totally up to you, but I want you to know what's happening. I don't care what pretty hairstyle you have. I want to make sure your hair is taken care of. Are you clipping your ends? Are you conditioning it? Are you doing those little things that make sure that your hair grows long and nice and healthy and pretty?
Excellent. So are you out of a shop? You go, they come to you? How do you, if I want to get my hair styled, are you available for that?
I'm still, I'm a traveling hairstylist, so I do travel to my clients. I do have certain openings, but it's hard for me to be in a salon like I used to, because I am in cosmetology schools and I'm in high schools actually teaching and doing demos and stuff, so I try not to keep a heavy book. But I do do private classes. So I do one-on-one classes. I do classes in groups. I put classes together sometimes, and other times, you know, if you call me and say, hey, I have 10 people together, you know, you can definitely get in contact with me. I'll definitely come and do a class for you. And I have different kinds of classes. So it just depends on what you're looking for. I can kind of tailor something towards you. And, I mean, you can find me on my website. It's www.theiamqueen.com. You can also email me at theiamqueen@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, theiamqueenhair. I mean, any social media you could probably find me on, especially on Facebook, because I'm the only a story of two cute stubs. So, I mean, if you really want to find me, you can find me. It's real easy. Shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, you know, whatever. Just get in contact with me. I just want to help educate everybody. And if you have a special event, like I do weddings, modeling shows, different big events like that, I definitely come out and do those things. I just don't take bookings like I used to for everyday wear.
Right. Yeah, because you're the Procter & Gamble of the hair industry. I ain't mad at you. So, yeah.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
We have these different functions where we bring them together. This is the perfect class they need, not only how to take care of your hair, how to take care of the scalp and the self-esteem aspect of it. And then I imagine you also, you know, touch on the business aspect of it, the business industry. Because I know you said you sell hair.
Yes, I do. I sell hair. I sell textured hair extensions.
I need to tap into that industry because... Baby, I've seen it in action. I did not know that ladies were paying that much for hair. I'm like, geez, I need to get my life together.
Yes,
but
I mean, and I offer them. Yeah, we try to offer it closer to our hair texture, though, because, you know, I still want you to try to, you know, at least look as natural as possible. You know, if you like straight hair, that's cool. But we do it in clip-ins. We do the wigs and bundles as well. So. Just depending on what you're looking for. We got some for you.
So you do. So if I wanted to, because I, you know what, I love to get, like I say, two strand twists and the box braids. However, I do not want to. Now that I know and I've seen so much about the Asian stores, and shout out to the Asians, more power to them. However, you know, this is the black economics matter. Let me say it like that first and foremost. And there's nothing wrong with that because we all take care of our own. That's self preservation.
Exactly.
So, but I don't want to go pay $40, $50 for hair when I could give it to a sister. However, the problem is I don't know too many sisters. I don't know any sisters, actually, outside of you now, who sell texturized hair. So you have the hair for the braids and for the twists?
I don't have hair for braids and twists, but if you're in the Houston area, I do know a few black-owned beauty supply stores.
Oh.
That will have it, and I can give you that list. I'll give you a few right now. It's Mother's Beauty Supply. It's off of Yale and Little York, Yale and Titwell.
Okay.
That's on the north side. Then there is Brichet's. That's off of Highway 6 and Westheimer. Then you have Twisted and Pampered. You have Tinsels and Curls. You got a couple of different black-owned beauty supplies in Houston. So if you're looking for hair and stuff like that, you can find them. They're out here. You have to just go and support them.
Wonderful. I did not know that. Thank you for sharing that information. So, yeah, y'all, check out the archives. If you didn't write it down, go back, check out the archives. And she named four. So I can no longer say I don't know any black-owned beauty supplies because now I know four. So, yay. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see. Let's talk about this Saturday. So can we talk more about the Texas Black Women's Expo? We know it's Saturday. What time is it? How do I get there? Where is it? What can I expect when I get there?
Okay, so this is going to be like the longest promo ever, but here you go. So, of course, you know, they have so much going on. It's crazy. So they have, it's called the Exchange, the Breakfast Exchange in the morning time. So it's going to be for your entrepreneurs that actually have product. So if you have a product and you want to participate, you just want to go to the website and go under the Exchange. You'll be able to present your business in front of 60 other businesswomen, and we are going to be helping each other. two of the featured speakers are, of course, Miss Leola, and then you have Michelle Porter, she was just on Thunderdome this past Sunday with the Weave Dryer.
Mm-hmm.
You also have LaShonda from Lather & More and a couple of other businesses, and they're going to just talk to you briefly in between what stage of business they're in. So they're all in different stages of business. So that'll be in the morning from 7:30 to 9:30. That's the breakfast. Starting
okay.
at 10, we'll have the expo actually starts from 10 to 7. There's a lot going on in between there. So you have the ribbon cutting ceremony. You'll actually have the Black Week fashion show. You'll have the pageant. You'll also have some speakers talking in between there. We also have the Emmy Awards, where we're giving some awards away to some amazing sisters and brothers that's doing stuff in the community. And then there's also like over 50 vendors. So not only is there workshops and presenters and stuff going on, there's vendor going on. I mean, it's going to be so much stuff. Yeah. So one thing I would encourage everybody, and I've said this to everybody, I put it on Facebook, we want to support our Black community. We want to make sure that we are economically supporting each other. So
correct.
We want everybody, if they can, if they're possible, bring $100 and spend with your sister or your brother. Share that money in the community, because Lather & More has, you know, the body butters and everything. They also have deodorant. I know there's a dentist, Dr. Wade. She has Nivea. That's toothpaste. You know, I pretty much have everything that's from a Black business from somewhere, and I avidly support them. So I want to make sure I tell them, my sisters and brothers, to do the same thing.
I agree. Perfect opportunity to get whatever you need. This is the opportunity to get it. I agree. So she said, for the entrepreneurs who have product, we can get there at 7:30 and have a breakfast with other entrepreneurs. Not only can we network, we can also present our products and just get some good feedback on what we're doing. And you pay for that. So to get that, you know, basically free with your entry fee, that's excellent. That really is, because I know, you know, to get that kind of feedback,
actually,
typically.
It's not a part of the expo part. Well, it's not a part of your expo ticket. It'll be different. If you're actually an entrepreneur with a product, you can either get a VIP pack, which comes with two tickets and your admission to the breakfast, which is $40, or you can buy the actual pack, which is $40 for just to come to the breakfast. And you can find all the information online, www.texasblackwomensexpo.com.
Ah, got you. Okay, so this is not part of the expo. Okay, excuse me, I stand corrected. Still, $40, that ain't nothing. Y'all not playing. So we do that in the morning.
Not for that.
And then at 10 o'clock is the actual expo, where you have the Miss Happy Head pageant, and then you have your workshops, and then, of course, you have the vendors. And then it's just going to be a bunch of good-looking people smiling at each other and being thankful that we are together in the same space. So, you can't get much better than that. Okay, well, let's see. Can you give us your website? I know you already said it, but just say it again. Website, contact info, and any last words.
Okay, so I'll start with my contact information. My company, again, is called I Am Queen. You can find me online at www.theiamqueen.com. You can also find me on Instagram at The I Am Queen Hair, so TheiamQueen Hair, Facebook, The I Am Queen. And then if you want to follow my YouTube page, it's The_IAmQueen. I give wonderful hair tip Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, that's when I drop a new education tip about your hair. And then if you want to participate in the Texas Black Women's Expo, please, please, please go to www.texasblackwomensexpo.com. And my last words would be, support your sister. This is sister circle. Like, support your sisters, and not just the sisters, but your brothers too. Make sure that we're building our community. We have a lot of money in our community that we're not spending wisely. We keep complaining about what's happening in society, but we're not helping each other. So let's learn to help each other and help our sisters. So let's support each other. Truly support each other.
For real, for real. I agree. I'm just wanted to ask you another question. I do want to ask another question. One more quick question.
No problem.
So after the pageant, I know you have your Acres Home School Supply. What's next? What are you working on? What's your next upcoming project?
Okay, so the next upcoming you get a sneak peek. Look at you. So you get a sneak peek into what's coming next. Coming up in October. October 14th is the day that we're looking at, and I'll give more information. We're going to start what's called Curly Conversations and Curly Conversations Junior. Myself and I Am Queen and Living Queenish is going to present that. We want to start the conversation about diversity. I work with black and white people. I don't care what color you are. And I just want to start the conversation about, you know, if a white woman marries a black man, what do we supposed to do with that child's hair? Or if a black woman marries a white man. Whatever it is, let's start the conversation.
Let's just take a minute on that right there. Ooh, child.
Did I start something?
Yes, you, because, girl, because I used to work in LaPorte, and so there's a lot of interracial marriage, a lot of, you know, interracial relationships out there. Baby, and there's so many mixed children that their mamas just look at me and just be like, help, please. I don't know what to do.
Yes. And that's what I want to do. I want to start the conversation and help people. So that's what I'm working on next. And then and just for your viewers, I have a free gift for you guys. I haven't released it to the public yet, my ebook, but it is The Keys to Healthy Curly Hair. So you can download it for free at keystohealthycurlsnow.com, and just download the free ebook. It's going to give you my top 7 tips on how to have naturally healthy curly hair.
Exclusive. Nice.
Yay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sis. Thank you. Much appreciated. So we look forward to your conversations in October. We will definitely help you, you know, get the word out about that. And, we will be there. And we will see you Saturday. I'm going to see you Friday night. And then Saturday. Saturday. I know a couple of sisters who are coming. So we're excited. We're looking forward to a really, really good day. Sister Astoria Stubbs, thank you, ma'am. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. All right, y'all. So that was our special edition of Circle Sisters Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I did not get a chance to read on Monday. I'm trying to decide if that's what I want to do right now or if we're going to wait till just next week. What time is it? Let me see. No, I think we're going to wait till Monday to pick up where we left off last week. And instead, I'm going to write. So y'all go to www.circlesisters.com to see what's going on the blog over there. And y'all make sure to listen to this show again so that you can get the information about Sis's special book, her new book coming out, 7 Tips to Get Our Hair Game Right. And we will see y'all Saturday. All right. Scroll on down. Play our outro. Peace. Stay unbreakable.
Thought that it would break me, take me off my course. Fell, picked it up, realigned with the source. Back on the horse like a diver. I'm a survivor, victor, picture perfect. Work it till it's short circuit. Think it, speak it, claim it, secret. Ancient, cadence, murder, fragrance, ultraviolet. How I speak when I'm silent. Through my aura, borealis, aurora. It's in the bloodline. Liquid sunshine, the heart. Know it and I'm doing my part. Sometimes it's switching a blink like a glitch in the link of a chain. Stay off it before I lose, I'm a forfeit. No bowing to the corporate, a devil's in the pulpit. I'm flawless, flawless, spit gorgeous. Justice for the lawless, that real rawness.
Unbreakable game, that's the soul. My soul, oh, no, unbreakable game, that's
talk reckless, but softer than a pearl necklace. We out of balance, let's correct it. Stay connected, we resurrect it. Then over on the next mission, the wound must be protected and respected. I say, no more victim, that's the mission. Deal with truth every day. Gotta make it over, that's the only way. Go against the grain, work through the pain to get joy. Something to hold on, Myrna Loy. Survival of the fit, we intent, brethren. Seven steps to heaven, wafers unleavened, communion with the interstellar, ginger lever, shooting dice with Christ, looking for my Cinderella, Dana Dane flow, plain Jane no, Punky Brewster with the colorful, mainframe glow, life been bananas, welfare and tannin, regardless, cry freedom if you really want it. While you planning and designing, strong under pressure, morph into a diamond, shining, brighter than some Twinkies on a hog, grinding, creeping through and seeping like a fog. Something inside of me, guiding me, keeps reminding me to rewind and see, no following blindly. The worst is behind me, every cell of my being responding to freedom. That's where it starts first, feeling DNA first, like a climax all through your body. Such a rush, tight, fast lane in Maseratis. Kept my guard up in case they wanna start stuff. Life it'll call bluffs, even if you're all tough. Knock your block off, trying to get your rocks off. Turntables, cause we able to win. Unshakable, we rooted firm, breaking them in. Breaking them in. Breaking them in.
Unbreakable game, that's the